y'all. My name is Rebecca Grant. I'm a homeschool senior enrolled in Richland's dual credit program. I plan on finishing my associate's degree at Richland next year. High school can be a lonely time. One of the times that I felt most alone was when I was struggling with abuse. I was born and raised in a great Christian home and had a wonderful, strong small group who loved me deeply. But I had a deep, dark, scary, and painful secret. I believed the lies that no one would love me if they knew I was abused. No one would believe me. No one would want me if they knew. And deep in my heart, I truly believed I was damaged goods and that it was all my fault. But the biggest lie was that the God of this universe wasn't big enough to cover the mess that was my life. My sophomore year, I felt the Lord pulling on my heart, pursuing me and calling me deeper into the water, asking me to trust him because he wanted my heart. Psalms 27:8 says, "When you said, 'Seek my face,' my heart said to you, 'Your face, Lord, I shall seek.'" So I outcried that I had been sexually abused by someone I knew, loved, and trusted for most of my childhood and into my teenage years. This outcry broke my family in more ways than I thought possible, through so many things: abandonment, rumors, gossip, and loss of friendships. Bitterness and isolation and brokenness filled my life, and yet along with my parents and my small group, they walked with me every step of the way through the spiritual and legal process. I struggled to trust God, wondering if he really was good and if he really did have a plan to love, protect, and preserve me. I struggled with guilt and shame that ran deep in my heart. I built up walls of self-protection during my two-year trial against my abuser, walls that had been developing for years. My doubts and fear turned to anger, yet through my doubts, fear, brokenness, and anger, my leaders in small group never stopped pursuing me. They never let me stray from God or let me forget that he was good and that he had a purpose and a plan. I clung to Luke 22:42, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done." Jesus asked to be spared from the pain, even though he knew it would give God glory. It was okay that I hated that this was my story, but I needed to give God glory in the midst of pain. At this time, if you aren't already standing, I want to invite you to stand by me if you've ever struggled with abuse or a broken family. I was taught that I was not alone, that abuse was not from God, but that God would use it, and it was okay if I was hurting because of it. But the freedom, the overwhelming joy, and the peace that came from living in the light was worth and is still worth every second of pain that came with it. This freedom that I am now living in was so powerful that I was able to forgive my abusers, tell them how God's mercies have covered everything, and how loved and wanted they are by Jesus, and I was able to believe it. My family is still so broken. There are relationships that are severed that haven't been healed, that may never be healed here on earth. But God shows me daily through his word that my story was not a series of unfortunate events, but rather these circumstances were intricately planned to honor the Lord. He showed me how good he was and how his goodness wasn't based on my abuse or family status. He showed me that he's the very definition of good, and he has given me salvation from my abuse, even if it wasn't in my timing. God is still healing my heart and ridding me of shame that at times can run my life, turning it around to give him honor and glory. Psalms 13:5 and 6 says, "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." If not for God's grace, my small group, and my loving parents, I would not have held on to this truth. Through my highs and lows, they were with me through it all. I still struggle at times wondering if I did the right thing, wondering if it was all my fault, wondering if my family will ever be whole again, and if it was all worth it. However, I hold on to the truth that one day there will be no more tears, no more shame, no more pain, and no more fear. I rest in the truth that the one who holds the stars is holding my whole life and that God is good all the time. You can too. I once stood alone when I struggled with abuse and my broken family. I'm so grateful that God's people have stood by me and reminded me of God's grace and truth. Thanks for standing with me tonight. You may be seated.